This is 88.5 NEPM. Beacon Hill quiets down in August. Meanwhile, big policy fights begin to shift to the ballot box. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. And we've got Chris Lozinski from the State House News Service on the line. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Carrie. Hope you're having a great summer.
Yeah, you too. As we're getting deeper into August, the State House in Boston is getting quieter. This is the second week after the unofficial summer recess was declared for the House and the Senate, and it follows the conclusion of the National Conference of State Legislatures, the NCSL, gathering in Boston. Chris, is this a time when lawmakers can go back to their home districts and take care of some fundraising, or do they just lie low in their home districts?
I really think it's a mix of everything. Some lawmakers go on vacation, especially those who have kids in school. They take advantage of having August to take family trips or just spend time with their families. Some focus on fundraising, some hang out in the district, and some even, in fact, do work trips.
So I know in a couple of weeks, Chris, I'm headed to Maine. Any other lawmakers headed out of state?
Yeah. Speaking of Maine, there's actually a group of lawmakers who are going to be headed up that way this week. A delegation, including Senator Joe Comerford of Northampton, is going to Augusta for a trip focused on PFAS, sometimes referred to as forever chemicals. It's been a growing area of concern for policymakers, not just here in Massachusetts, but across the country, trying to regulate their use in everything from toys for children to firefighting materials. Lawmakers, including Comerford, are going to meet with folks up there and learn a little bit about how Maine is tackling this topic and what Massachusetts can learn from that.
Will Comerford's presence in Maine on PFAS put any real pressure on the legislature to move on the issue when they come back in September?
I don't know if it will translate into movement right when they come back in September. It's always hard to handicap exactly when something like that is going to come up that isn't responding to the news of the day in the same way that, say, raises for bar advocates did recently. But it could certainly be something on the agenda for this rest of the session as we head into a busier stretch early next year.
Last week was the state petition filing deadline for proposed ballot questions. So what were some of the proposals that cleared the early hurdle?
Oh boy, we've got dozens that cleared the early hurdle. And we should note that dozens are not going to make it to the ballot next November. This is just the opening step that tells us what's in the running to make it to the ballot. Some of the most interesting ones, once again, target the legislature. We have proposed measures that would either eliminate or significantly curtail stipends that legislative leaders award to committee chairs and others in the leadership hierarchy. We have a measure that would replace the state's partisan primary system with a so-called open primary or a jungle primary, where the top to vote-getters advance to the general election, even if they're both from the same party, and a whole host of others that could have some really major impacts for the state.
So what lies ahead for these ballot questions?
First, the Attorney General's office is going to review them to make sure that they pass muster under constitutional requirements. And then next is each campaign will need to collect almost 75,000 voter signatures.
And that really winnows the pack down, I'm sure. Hey, briefly, Chris, Governor Maura Healey's now signed those bigger bills that the legislature sent to her desk recently, both the expanded shield law and the spending bill that included the bar advocate raise. They carried some urgency to their passage in this time of enhanced federal scrutiny and legal threat in other states. But the governor waited until the NCSL wrapped up to sign these laws. Was there a message that the governor was sending in the timing of the signing? And do you get the sense that other states are paying attention?
It could have taken the governor until Thursday to sign that law, simply because she gets 10 days to review every bill and needed that much time to get through it. But I do think it's significant that at NCSL, Governor Healey and top House and Senate Democrats from Massachusetts really went out of their way to present a bipartisan message, to present a message of state lawmakers working together, coming together with a goal of helping their constituents and overcoming differences. That's quite a contrast from the animus behind this new law, which in large part deals with what Republican legislatures in other states who had a presence at NCSL, are doing to reproductive care and to transgender care. I don't know, at least for me, there's a little bit of a disconnect there where the message at NCSL is a little bit different than the message alongside that bill signing.
Chris Lisinski is a reporter at the Statehouse News Service in Boston. Chris, thanks.
My pleasure.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the Statehouse. You can subscribe to this podcast and others from NEPM and our website. That's nepm.org/podcast. This is 88.5 NEPM.